Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now let's move on the program from toxic workplaces to workplaces of the future. And artificial intelligence, I don't need to tell you, has been reshaping the digital media landscape for over a decade now, with automation and machine learning revolutionizing how businesses operate. But this year, AI is set to take an even bigger leap forward, with generative AI changing the way professionals across all industries work. So from marketing and content creation to finance and professional services, AI is streamlining tasks, but also raising questions, fairly, I think, about job security, skills, and the human role in an AI-driven world. So let's take a look at some of the big lessons from the digital media industry and what they mean for other sectors. I'm in conversation now with Grant Lapping, digital executive at the agency Midnight, and let's talk a little bit about AI's impact and trends to look out for this year. So Grant, a very warm welcome. So no doubt that AI has transformed digital media. Very briefly, what can other industries learn from those experiences?
Thanks, Jeremy. Yeah, I think we're in a very fascinating time. Things are moving so fast and quickly. The biggest thing for me that will be a buzzword, everyone in the digital marketing space is very familiar with SEO, search engine optimization. But something to be aware of is now they're talking about GEO, generative engine optimization. And that's optimizing your website to actually show up in a sort of a more AI space like ChatGPT or DeepSeek and those kind of environments. And that's a whole different shift in thinking. There's also obviously trends moving from people search with their voices now, so they talk very differently to how they type in. And social, a lot of searches now happen within the TikTok space. A lot of younger people actually use TikTok as a search engine. So all of these things as a marketer need to be taken into account when you actually are trying to get present and have your brand out there, your website seen, and it changes the way you optimize and do things.
Grant, to what extent has artificial intelligence improved productivity in digital media, and could these efficiency gains, if in fact there are, be replicated in other sectors?
You know, it's in our space, it's not actually anything that new. Google and Meta and those type of businesses, artificial intelligence took over a lot of the functions we do as digital marketers about 5 years ago, especially when Google launched their smart type optimization, which means we used to optimize keywords on search engines very manually. We used to track each keyword and see which ones are generating sales. That's all automated now. I think the big thing is understanding the setup and how that's done, because it's all algorithm, machine learning based. That's only going to be as effective as the data you feed it. So it's all about using your data in the most effective way to inform the algorithms and make sure you're reaching the right audiences. So everyone's very worried about their jobs being disrupted by AI and the workspaces. Our jobs were disrupted by AI 5 years ago, because I think digital media is a bit ahead of the curve when it comes to AI. But we're still here. No one's lost their jobs. We just had to change the way we behave. It's not about a lot of the manual tasks are gone, but it's now really understanding how to use the AI and guide it in the best possible way. And I think that's very applicable across lots of careers and sectors. And I think it's just going to change the tasks that you do, but it's not going to make the jobs obsolete.
So in that respect then, Grant, are there new skills that are becoming more valuable in the workforce?
I think, I don't know if it's a skill, but it's becoming more working on human skills. AI is going to take away a lot of the sort of task-driven stuff, but you need to have that sort of emotional intelligence to really stand out in the workforce now and make sense of all the data and everything else, rather than just pure task-driven type roles. Especially, you know, if you want to optimize your site, or if you want to, from a marketing perspective, you need to think about making yourself really relevant rather than just indexing for keywords, which is very technical. But now you've got to become more human, and actually that's what the AI looks for. It's trying to actually, these language models are actually trying to look for human things rather than just technical type of manipulations or how we manage search engines and things like that. So, yeah, I do think human skills are something that people need to evolve on.
And in that respect, and from what I'm hearing, it's the emotional intelligence which is critical, and that means better human oversight over AI-driven processes. So things like ethics and governance.
Yeah, that's a whole nother that's a whole nother thing, and absolutely. And you know, as we look at these AI tools, we have to be able to take a step back and understand who's behind them. And there is always going to be human manipulation. Just, you know, this DeepSeek is the new big thing, competing with ChatGPT. But I think it was BBC went in and asked what happened at Tiananmen Square. And obviously it's a Chinese tool, and it came back with a totally false story. So it's being able to separate yourself and actually realize that these things are programmed by humans ultimately. They are learning as they go and getting more advanced, but they're being guided by humans, and we need to actually realize humans have agendas, and that's important to keep in mind.
So just a final one then, learning as it goes along. So there's no doubt that AI adoption and development is accelerating. So just give me some quick advice for professionals looking to stay relevant in an increasingly AI-powered economy. Where does their focus need to shift?
It really depends on the type of business you're running and what your business strategy is. From a perspective of if you're an e-commerce business, I don't think you need to change your website too much from an AI perspective, because SEO is key. That's where people are searching for e-commerce. But if you want to stand out as a thought leader, you need to actually make sure that your content's being indexed for something different. So you need to look at statistics on your website, be authoritative, have that kind of knowledge on your website that the crawlers will pick up on and actually reference within the sort of ChatGPTs of the world and things like that. So you actually build a thought leadership position based on the content people are getting out of these tools, and that's one way I think to stand out. But yeah, it really comes down to the type of business you're in. But the reality is, whatever you're doing, it's going to change radically in the next year. I think things are moving faster than they ever have.
They certainly
and
are.
It's Grant, something we have to watch.
Watch with a great deal of interest. Grant Lapping, thank you very much indeed, the digital executive at Midnight. I appreciate your participation tonight.
Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.